Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Okay, this is Jay, Stu, and Sarah.
Hello!
Here on day two of Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Lovely day two.
Lovely day two. We're actually here with cosplayer extraordinaire Monica, a.k.a. The Rogue.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
No problem. We've seen you at a lot of these things before. And
awesome.
As I'm just telling you off camera, we both found one of our pictures once. It was a great picture, though.
What picture was it? What was I wearing?
Having my picture taken with Zombie Bit Me. And then
okay.
You jumped in the picture
awesome.
With us.
Awesome.
But it was great.
Okay, good.
In fact, it was my Facebook photo for a bit.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Then I don't feel bad.
Awesome. So I guess the obvious first question to ask is, how many years have you been doing the cosplay?
Oh, wow. My first convention was actually Fan Expo 2008.
Okay.
So when I meet people where, like, they say this is, like, their first convention, it's just like, oh, sweetie, you don't know yet. You're just a little baby. But, yeah, it's been an awesome roller coaster of a ride. I have a lot of fun just playing dress-up and just meeting people and talking with people such as yourselves and
cool.
Getting together and collaborating. It's fun times, yeah.
Cool. What was your first costume?
My first costume was actually a schoolgirl outfit because I was promoting a comic book, Bad Kids Go to Hell.
Oh, cool.
And I remember that, actually.
Yeah. So I have a plethora of schoolgirl outfits, and I have a feeling I'm going to be buried in one day.
Okay.
That's my thing. But yeah, that was the first cosplay I did was just a schoolgirl. Yeah.
Cool. Now, of all your cosplays over the years, what one do people seem to respond to the most?
Probably Catwoman and Cortana. Yeah,
I noticed your Catwoman pictures there.
Yeah.
That's pretty spot-on Michelle Pfeiffer-ish.
The makeup artist, I told her, I'm like, make me look like Michelle Pfeiffer. And I think she did a pretty good job with the makeup there. So, yeah, I was very happy with it.
Cool. Now, I got to ask you, what do your friends and family think about all the cosplay?
My friends are ecstatic about it. They love it. My parents, they don't really get it. Which is totally fine. It's just like, I'll tell my mom something exciting about, oh, I got an acting gig, or oh, I got this new picture done. And we're like, uh-huh, yes, okay, Monica, and when are you going back to school, yes? Like, oh, mom, it's, okay, cool. Whatever.
Oh, that's parents for you,
I know,
though.
they just support in their own way. But it's all good. I'm very lucky to be surrounded by a really good group of people with friends, and like where I work now, downtown at the gaming bar and cafe.
Oh, okay.
Able to be creative. We're able to, like, I'm bartending, so we are able to have different kinds of events followed by different themed drinks. We had May the 4th Star Wars night.
Oh,
we
had cool.
drinks like the Stormtrooper and the Yoda. It's just a great way to be creative in a different kind of sense.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to have to check that out, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, you have to.
Cool. Now, what kind of things do you geek out about?
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Okay.
So anything Harry Potter, huge fan of. And, of course, Harley Quinn. Literally got a Harley Quinn bikini the other day.
Nice.
So
oh, nice.
I can't wait to go to the beach and show it off.
Do you have any Harry Potter cosplays?
I do. I have a Hermione cosplay. Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. It was actually featured a couple years ago in Toronto Sun, the Sunshine Girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really awesome to see that. Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, from time to time, we do a segment on the show called the Geek Survey.
The Geek Survey?
The Geek Survey,
okay.
Yeah. If I could ask you a couple questions off
absolutely.
That one. All right. If you were going to have a movie made of your life.
Ooh.
Who would you like to play you in the movie?
Ooh. Hmm. That would be either Kirsten Dunst or Emma Stone.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I get told I look like Kirsten Dunst a lot, so I think she would do a good job.
Yeah.
I think she would do me justice.
And here's one that stumps the people. If you could have three fictional characters over for dinner,
okay.
Who would you choose?
Oh, Gambit, Rogue, Hermione.
That's a good one.
Oh,
usually
yeah.
People tend to say Batman for some reason all the time.
He's cool too. He can come if he wants to, but right. I'm more X-Men. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Where on social media can people go to check out your work?
So it's facebook.com/th3rogue or just th3rogue.com. That's also my gamer tag. If anybody's interested in gaming with me on Xbox,
okay.
Totally down for that as well.
Oh, really cool. Thanks a lot for talking to us. We
thank
really
you
appreciate
very much.
It.
I really appreciate it as well. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.